Hi, this is April with Holistic Horseworks, and we are an IICT approved modality, and we invite you to join us in Global Healing for Horses.
So it's springtime. I follow a bunch of Facebook pages for breeding farms, and they keep posting all these pictures of babies. So I was wondering, what can you do for the pregnant broodmare? Is it safe to use your program?
Yeah, so you can still do the yoga. It's very gentle. I'd probably stay away from the rib lifts, but you can still do the carrot stretches. You can still do the front leg circles. You can do the tail pulls and the butt tucks to help free up their pelvis to be able to be open and free to push out the foal. If you've done my course, then you know how to release the pelvis. So you want to make sure that the hips stay in alignment, because I usually have to go out of alignment to push the foal out and then to do a little body work session as soon as they do foal, and it's safe to be around the mare and foal. So, and the best thing you can do, as you know, is imprinting the foal when they're born. I've been finding that a lot of our foals are mineral deficient, and that's the weak fetlocks. My horses that were on the dynamite supplements, I would give them the dynamite liquid trace mineral concentrate in their feed, which really seems to strengthen the blood and the minerals and less internal bleeding. I take it before I had hip and shoulder surgeries. And all of my foals would just pop out and jump up and take off cantering while the mare was still laying there with the sack waiting to, you know, schluff off the rest. And my foals would run around, left lead canter, right lead canter, I'm free. When the mare would get up, they'd go nurse and they'd plop down and take a nap, and they would just jump up on all 4 feet and take off running again. And I see so many horses, foals born with that weak fetlock pastern dropping. And my theory is it's mineral deficiency in all the feeds. And even if we're giving them the best program, it doesn't mean that they're assimilating it. So do the yoga exercises for your broodmare. Make it easier to pass that baby so the labor goes better. And give them the dynamite liquid trace minerals in their feed a little bit every day. And it's also what I treated my foals' umbilical cords with instead of the iodine, because it is the only thing I put in wounds as well. So I would just get a little capful and put it on the umbilical cord of the foal, because it can be taken in as a nutrient as well. And it just closed up that little umbilical cord right away. I also gave a little bit of syringe of the Dynamite DynaPro to the foal, which really helped, pass that first poop, get their gut going on, all the changes that's happening. And my foals wouldn't get the scours where all that stuff on their hind end is making like their hair fall out and everything. And I would just get a tiny little syringe, like what's left over from a tetanus shot. I don't know what CC that is. So without the needle, it was just a little syringe. And I would drop a little bit of the DynaPro every day and just give them a little bit, like in the first 4 or 5 days. And they were just amazing. I had also give some to the broodmares as well. You know, they're going through a lot of changes. So, and then I have my foal video. I've seen foals at 2 months old that are already out of alignment because they fall asleep next to corral panels and wake up under them. You're like, how did my foal get on the other side of the fence? Or in halter training and they're pulling back, or they ran and they fell and tumbled down a hill. So that foal video I have is amazing, and it shows you a different way to work on foals without even restraining them. Just little itchy scratchies, put the hip in, little itchy scratchies, lift the withers, and it's just amazing. So email me if you have any questions about broodmares or, you know, imprinting, what to do, and how to have really healthy broodmares and babies. I'd love to help support you. April@holistichorseworks.com. And on my shop page at holistichorseworks.com, you'll see the bodywork for foals video.